It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Say my name. What's up, Pam?
Say my name.
You get my damn chair back.
I forgot I still had your chair.
Yeah. I don't even know. I wait for 2 years to get a new chair, and you take it.
I didn't take it. Somebody put it over here for me.
That is so typical. That is so typical of those of you.
Get what I want.
Yeah. Unfortunately. We got my main man, G-Money, behind the glass. What up, G?
So basically what you're telling me in the morning when I open up shop is that I need to have a little label, K-Max chair, Pam's chair, from here on out, so I know where to where to place it at.
You're good, Graham. Doing perfect.
All I'm gonna
Thank you, Pam.
All I'm going to say is this chair that maybe it was Pam's chair before, I don't know, but this chair that I'm sitting in now, it's been conditioned differently than mine was. That's all I'm gonna say. You know what I mean? You ever had your favorite, you know, spot on the couch, Reese?
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? And it seemed like it molds to you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? This was not molded to me.
It's molded to me.
This seems to have a little more room in certain areas than I'm used to.
Oh wow.
That's all.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Solid.
You know, then it's a little narrow in other areas. But anyway, who am I to complain? G Money, how are we looking on our poll question for today?
Our poll question for today, presented by Oak Grove Tech, which you can participate by following at Buzz Sports Radio on Twitter, is Dre better for the Warriors organization long term? Yes or no? 60% of the voters say no, he is not.
Ooh, what? He's not.
That's what the results say.
Wow.
Reese, you vote?
No, I mean, first of all,
that's ridiculous.
I mean, they won five many championships. They won.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, what?
Four championships.
What's the question again? Maybe I misunderstood the question.
Is Draymond Green better for the Warriors organization long term? Yes or no? 15 votes. 60% of the voters say that he is not.
What's long term? How do you define long term? I mean, I know you put the poll question together, but. Are we talking 10 years? Man, he's not going to be in the league 10 years from now.
Yeah, for the next three or four.
Three or four, yeah.
Definitely
yeah. Need him.
I mean, let's just say the next 5 years.
Yeah. If we still getting miles out of P.J. Tucker, I know damn well we still get some miles out of Draymond Green.
Andre Iguodala. For the play-in tournament? That's what you're going to get out of Draymond Green?
Well, that's not his fault, though. Steph being out, Clay being out, Wiggins being out. Oh my gosh, that is crushing them.
And so
Wiggins being out.
It's a question. Do you know why Wiggins is out?
That may be not. They might not be his fault, but
I know.
If you're at a point where you have no motivation as a team to play, and you got to rely on getting fired up by one of your players starting fights, okay, cool. That's great for your organization. I wouldn't want my fan base to.
I watched
be fired up about
where,
that.
Where the owner was giving him high fives and stuff for what he did.
That's crazy.
That's a great look.
Right,
Draymond
perfect.
Made a hard foul. You got so soft. Look, this soft NBA, enough. All right, the man made a hard foul. He checked the guy. Look, all these free layups, you just run into the basket all willy-nilly. This ain't AAU basketball.
Wow.
This ain't playing at the Y. Hell, I seen harder fouls at the Y.
I think that poll's gonna change as the show gets.
Because people on the West Coast haven't woken up yet.
It's still
5:06.
The poll's gonna change. It's gotta change. It's real early, so
gotta change.
Yeah.
All this Draymond Green hate is it's ridiculous.
A lot of that's probably Draymond Green, like his haters versus where the question really is.
Now they do get up early.
Oh yeah,
his haters get up.
Yeah.
You ever notice though? Haters be first one to everything. They jump on the spot. You know what I mean?
That is true.
Your haters don't never show up and say, oh, I missed it. What happened? Your haters be right there, front and center.
Oh, God.
Hey, man, so haters be there early.
They be there early.
Early and often.
They don't miss it. They line up at they the first one to buy a ticket.
Wow.
First one to get a ticket. They
want to see you.
Up front. But anyway, it is what it is, so. Wiggins is out for personal reasons.
And it's kind of tough when it's that personal, though.
Yeah, it's real personal. But No timeline to return, though. That's the concern. Mm.
I mean, he's missed how many? 40 games? 40 games, I think.
He's going to miss the rest of the year.
Yeah. He's not coming back.
He doesn't plan on coming
back. Yeah, he got to deal with stuff at the house.
Yeah. And that's the right thing to do if he needs to.
Moving on. Yeah, I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay.
I don't even want to talk about it because we may talk about it. Let's wait till the playoffs because then we'll know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll know that he's not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Warriors lose, that's going to be a topic of conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Draymond or no Draymond, without Wiggins playing,
they're going
to
need
on
Wiggins.
This team,
yeah, they're going to need him.
Because that loony foolishness last night, my stomach would sink to the floor if I was in the coaching staff or the ownership for the Golden State Warriors. Because if that's what we have to rely on, without Kuminga, was Kuminga and Looney?
Yeah.
We ain't got a chance in here. I don't care how good Steph shoot. I don't care how many fouls Draymond take. And I don't care how many, you know, baskets Klay make.
Right.
They not going anywhere. They're going to be sitting right here with you, Pam. So it is what it is. Reese, what was the owners meeting here for the NFL?
In Phoenix, Arizona.
In Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't in Scottsdale, or was it?
In the Phoenix area.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I'm not sure. It probably was Scottsdale.
So owners are there, GMs are there, coaches are there, everything. All NFL prior to the draft is there. This is the business. This is the business side, business, man. The business side of the NFL offseason, right? Now, why does everyone overlook the fact that the Carolina Panthers have the number one draft pick?
Because they're the Panthers.
Like, doesn't that seem odd to you guys?
Does what that mean?
Nobody talks about it.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Like nobody.
Well, it's because this whole
of Aaron Rodgers.
Come
on.
Look, I'm
it's
looking
the number
up,
one draft pick.
I'm
guys.
Looking at my monitor right now, and all I'm seeing on Get Up with Mike Greenberg is Lamar Jackson discussion.
It's the number one draft.
Yeah.
Come on.
Again.
It's the number one draft pick, right? It's the Carolina Panthers, brand new coach, coming off of last season. You know, the resurrection after Cam. You know, all of the storylines, it's all there.
But I think that's what it is, K-Mac. You bring up great points.
It's all there.
You're right, it's all there. But I feel like those storylines, as you said, we've seen before already with Matt Rhule. It didn't work out. The resurrection of Cam Newton and who? Sam Darnold didn't work out. So I think everybody's like, all right, been here, done that. Like what?
Graham said, man, we heard all this before.
Yeah,
man.
No new news.
Man, we don't want to hear none of this. Just go win. But let's hear from Frank Wright. Maybe he can get us excited about the Carolina Panthers having the number one draft pick.
I would say in all the right ways, it was confirmation. You know, you talk to these guys. We said, Scott said this, I've said this. Hey, all these guys at the top are worthy of being in this discussion. Some for different reasons than others. Some more the same. But those things I just got, I think, get confirmed.
What the hell is he talking about?
I have no idea.
Who we taking?
What he learned at last week's pro days. Now, I don't know specifically what pro day he's referring to, but.
Come on.
So you have Alabama, Ohio State. Where else did they go?
Doing,
Kentucky, Florida. So we have four options.
Maybe
to take
he understood the question. Maybe he understood the question because I
didn't
know what the hell he was talking about.
Let's see if he said anything else profound during this meeting.
I would say in all the right ways, it was confirmation. You know, you talk to these guys. We said, Scott said this, I've said this. Hey, all these guys at the top are worthy of being in this discussion. Some for different reasons than others. Some more the same. But those things I just got, I think, get confirmed.
Any more clarity?
You know what? I don't know, man. Maybe we've been doing this too long.
Why you say that?
All this coach speech still gets on my damn nerve. It just really does. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was coach speak, though. It really was.
It's just like, put the mic down. Don't say nothing. You know what I mean? If you're not, just don't say nothing. Give me just talk about the team. Talk about the vision. Give me something else. If you ain't gonna say nothing, just say something.
Well, again, they're down because you know the ownership and the head coach. They're down in Arizona, and you got to ask them something. And to your point, they have the prized possession, number one pick in the draft.
Number one.
And everybody wants to know why or what are you gonna do, and mm-hmm. what are some reasons? And that basically was saying he got all the intel that he need to make informed decisions. That's what I got out of that after the second time.
At this stage, I'm nervous.
About?
You may take Will Levis. For all I know, the Kentucky quarterback.
Well, I was trying to think. Who was
the Carolina Panthers are now interested in acquiring Lamar Jackson. I'm just waiting for that storyline to pop up soon.
One that won't happen.
Right, yeah, that won't happen.
Now, okay. And maybe it's their own fault that nobody pays attention to them because they do stuff like this. Maybe that's the way they like it. I don't know. Maybe that's the way they like it. But rumor has it that by slight margin, Bryce Young is going to be
number one pick. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
And CJ is going to be number two.
I think
CJ Stroud will be number two.
The collected skill set and holistic. You know,
that wasn't it.
That wasn't it. What was it?
Nick.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you further explain?
Nick Saban.
Yeah. Okay.
The University of Alabama.
The capstone.
Higher education.
Finally, over the rebuild.
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nobody asked you to chime in.
Rebuilding.
Don't respond to that.
I dare you say such, but anyway.
I'll respond to that.
Nick Saban, the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa, the capstone of higher education, the reigning and defending national college football champions over the last 15 years.
You may want to leave
the last 15 years. Over the last 15 years.
Yeah, but they.
Over the last 15 years. I had that one in. Yeah. It don't flow like
that. You skip a year?
It don't flow like a year.
Nah.
It don't flow like it used
to.
No,
don't.
Okay,
all
right. But real talk, what they put together, watching him win on the biggest stages, watching him compete at the biggest stages, I think is the one thing that's probably pushing it over the top. And I know, and I don't want to get into this Chuck argument of, well, who have they beat? Who they beat? I mean,
you're gonna make him call in, probably.
That's not what this is about. It's not about who he beat. You know, CJ Stroud. It's not about that. It's who Bryce Young did beat and who he played against.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At the highest stage, which is also the reason, before we go to James and Riley, also the reason your guy, Hendon Hooker,
mm-hmm.
is moving up.
He's moving up big time.
Absolutely.
I mean, his stock is flying.
Which I said in the beginning, I said, well, they forgot about him.
Because of the injury. That's the only reason I believe.
Because some people are like, you know what? If I have a decent quarterback already, I'm gonna draft this guy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Get him ready.
Yes.
Because he's that dude. We saw him.
Yes, he is that dude.
He may almost made me cry a couple of Saturdays, particularly one.
And
when they played Alabama.
I'm trying to think of the wins that he had.
We got James, the last win that he had before he got hurt. What's up, James? How you doing, man?
Let me call his dad.
We ain't talking to Pam.
Yeah, you call his dad.
Let me call his dad.
You call him. We won't talk to you.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey,
what's going on?
Hey, James.
Good morning. Listen, I just called to make one call. Pam, they're going to let you talk. They ain't going to let them devil team you no more like that. They're going to let you talk. Moving forward, they're going to let you talk.
Exactly, because you know who Alabama lost to, right?
Oh, man, please.
Yeah, that's why they didn't want you to say nothing. That's why they didn't want you to say that. They work together when they come to Alabama.
Exactly.
That's true. No, you're right about that.
The other day, they going back and forth at each other. But I called in to talk about Lamar Jackson right quick. Mm-hmm. Get my quick opinion. I think he's going to... If he can hold out, do I agree with what he's doing? No. Do I agree with him turning down $133 million guaranteed and he's 26 years old? That contract would have took him to 29. He would have got another deal.
Yep.
But I don't agree with that, Paul. That's $44 million a year he would have been making, guaranteed. But I believe if Magic Johnson can put off this thing about the Washington Commanders, If Lamar Jackson can hold out, he'll be the quarterback of the Washington Commanders. with a full guaranteed contract. Because I think Magic Johnson and his team put in a $6 billion offer to buy the Washington Commanders. I'm going to see what the NFL allow him to do it. But if he get that team, I believe he'll get Lamar Jackson that $250 million guaranteed, buddy. And that's what the NFL, if he don't get that team, that's what the NFL scared of. Because they know Magic Johnson will get that guy that money up front.
Yeah. Well, James, you may be on to something, but I don't think they want to say anything because that would be the one reason. Whoever the ownership team is coming in, I can assure you they're asking them questions about their philosophy on stuff like this. Because they want to kind of work together in a gentleman's tight handshake type agreement to kind of keep things, you know, within the norm. Like the Jets ownership came out and said it would be disingenuous if they were to negotiate with Lamar Jackson. And it had nothing to do with, you know, because we were already negotiating for Aaron Rodgers. It's about the money.
James, if I may, I think you bring up a good point. Money talks, but Kendrick, our social media correspondent, texted me and said, and I quote, "Tell James to stop smoking crack."
Why is that? Because you got to understand, Magic Johnson worked in the NBA. Magic Johnson owned part of the Los Angeles Dodgers of the Major League. So he used to give out guaranteed money. And he used to be part owner of the Lakers. So he used to giving out guaranteed money. So giving somebody guaranteed money is no issue to him. So the problem is, can he overcome the NFL and them jokers that been owning the NFL for the last 30, 40 years, where they be able to break and say, let's give out $250 million guarantee now. Why? The only reason they won't allow him to get in there, because ain't nobody else going to get that man $6 billion for the Washington Commanders. I don't know who it is. Who going to get somebody more than $6 million for the Washington Commanders? They've been nothing since 1984. I don't know what he waiting on, because ain't nobody else going to make him that kind of offer. If somebody else is,
you know what,
ain't nobody
James,
else going to make that kind of offer.
You know what, James? 84. James, you say you going to keep it short.
Yeah.
So get out of here.
So that's all I had to say. Magic Johnson used to doing it, so it ain't no surprise to him to say, "Hey man, I'm gonna get this man this guaranteed money. No. He's a star. He gonna bring fans in the stand. We gonna make this money back." It ain't gonna bother him to do that because he used to doing it. So, but that's all I really had to say. But
Well, you said a whole lot then when you get back in the history books. Bye, James.
Y'all have a great one.
Hey man, have a good one.
Talk to you soon.
Oh, that's interesting.
We're gonna talk about that probably later on. But yeah, Reese. This collusion, what's the line on collusion?
But you took the word.
You're going to explain the line on collusion.
You took the words out of my mouth. That is a collusion aspect of this.
I was just going to say that.
The collusion aspect of this is zombies just trying to, hey, we got to work together because we can't let this get out of control because it's going to affect all of us.
That's part of the question for the ownership committee right now in Arizona, like, you know, approving this sale or whatever you want to call it, right? Or even, you know, authorizing the sale, they're asking these questions to the new owner. I'm telling you. And, like, at some point, that just doesn't sit right with me. And I know we're back to, you know, who are you to tell, you know, the person that owns the company how to run the company.
Right, that part.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
How you rolling?
I'm great.
I see you. All right. Well, you wasn't Thompson, so, you know.
That's
You do what you do. We rocking out this morning. I'm DK Mac One, and we got my main man G Money behind the glass. What up, G?
I'm sorry, Reese just made me laugh back here.
I told you can't watch him dance.
It's not that. He just goes, man, that thing bumping right there. With his Reese's coffee cup, that's what kills me the most.
He got his own coffee cup, baby.
When I say he got his own cup,
he got his own cup.
You looking for the man.
You looking for his man. He got his own cup. The Reese's cup. Reese's tea. That's what it is.
There you go.
G-Money, that poll question changing ain't all back there?
Poll question has changed a little bit, but the vote remains the same as far as is Draymond Green better for the Warriors organization long term? 16 votes. 56% say no.
We've had
one more voter tap in for yes.
Yeah, you're right. Really.
It's going to change.
The sun is rising in Oakland right now.
There you go.
That's what they play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Reese.
Yeah, it's gonna change.
Yeah, so everybody coming to their senses. Everybody coming to their senses.
Oh yeah.
Man, so we've been talking about it all week. The McDonald's All American high school competition games. They had the dunk contest early this week.
Yeah.
They had the 3-point contest. So it is for the top 100 high school athletes in the country.
Yeah, 24 of them.
Mm-hmm. And Bronny played, two or three kids from Duke that's going, all five of the kids that's going to Kentucky, played, UCLA, Arizona, you name it, they're all there. But what I was most impressed with was the play, watching the game between the East and West for the McDonald's All-American game for the girls.
Awesome.
Tremendous basketball. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, the ladies, the women's basketball game in this country is about to be on fire in the next 5 years.
I love it, too.
That's awesome.
I'm telling you. It was fantastic to watch. Fantastic to watch. And you know my pet peeve, Reese, from years ago? And I was intently watching for it last night. They didn't do that. And what it was, they always diving on the floor, falling around. And the
jump ball, every 2 minutes is a jump ball.
Right, every 2 minutes is a jump ball, it's a hell ball. It was just.
No, seriously.
It was really. I don't know what it was about it. It was just like hard to watch.
Mm-hmm. Man, they had some girls out there.
And last night,
girl,
you didn't see any of that.
I think it's always been hoopers. Maybe you're just expanding or changing how you look at the game.
No. Trust me when I tell you, they were playing. Now, one of the things is it's a lot of heavy guard play, right? But man, could they play!
Yeah.
I'm telling you, handles, passes, crisps, no looks, shots.
No, he's right.
Knocking down threes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is high school. That's what I just kept keep reminding myself. I'm watching high school basketball.
Right.
That's a whole different level. Watching that on a whole different level. Take it over to the boys, though. Bronny made his debut, although he didn't start, he was a reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Made his debut last night, I guess for the country to see, for the world to see. And thank God you can shoot better than your dad.
He really can.
He had all threes, right?
Yeah, but thank God he can shoot better than his dad. Because honestly, if this is where he's starting, oh yeah, sky's the limit for him. If he can shoot this well and this is where he's starting his basketball career, his dad can shoot nowhere close to that.
No, particularly in high school like this, no.
No.
Right. And so, I think that his dad played in the same game 20 years ago.
Nice. How about the Wagners, though? You see that storyline?
Three generations
of Wagners that played in this game.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What's the kid's name? DJ? Is that right?
Yeah, DJ.
It's DJ. So it's DJ Wagner, who's the son of DeJuan Wagner.
Who's the son of Milt Wagner.
Milt Wagner. Man, that was nice to see.
And I sad part about it, I mean, I'm old enough to know I seen all three of them.
I didn't think about it. First of all,
he played for the Lakers, and they played for Louisville when they won a championship.
Mm-hmm. Here's the sad part, too. I looked at Milt Wagner, just complete honesty here, transparency. I said, oh, damn, he looks a little old. Then I thought about it. So, wait a minute.
Is he? Go ahead and finish the sentence.
I said, wait a minute, I was watching him play.
Exactly.
Wait a minute, I was watching him play.
I
was talking about Milt Wagner too.
Yeah, I tell you though, I saw somebody that's my favorite player going to Duke next year. Like, I hate to say that because I always have one over there.
You do. Your man crush. Who is it?
But this is the difficult. No, my man crush is like Pablo, who was that dude and all that. Yeah, yeah. But this guy named McKenzie. Mabeko.
Yes.
He can shoot the lights out the basketball.
And he's tall.
Let me tell you something. He's like, when he misses, seriously, if you want to develop a jump shot and how your jump shot should look, watch his jump shot. He's going to be dropping buckets like you wouldn't believe. He'll be a Duke next year. So I can't wait to see him play.
Awesome.
He can shoot it. I ain't going to lie. Now, I hate to say it because, you know, he's going to
shoot lights out.
Pam. He can shoot. So that's why we talked about yesterday, because they got a point guard coming in. Well, they got another guard coming in, but they got Proctor who's staying.
Right.
This dude, so I'm trying to think what Roach going to do. See, that's it. I don't know. I don't know. But, McKenzie from New Jersey.
That bad. Dude, he put the D in.
This is what I don't like. How we go from a year where we were point guard deficient, and now we're going to go into next year.
Heavy on it.
That's all we got is point guard. You know what I mean? Come on. I mean.
That's a good point.
No balance.
I mean, how about we trade you? We trade.
Yeah, I would
bring
love to.
We trade
one. Hey, man, I take it.
We trade one.
Bring him on over.
Seriously, my man, man. I'm serious.
We go from a year where all we did was block shots. The next year, we ain't going to be able to block a shot.
I think when they had a three-point, he won a three-point. He didn't miss a shot.
Yeah, he was spot on.
But in the game, I'm like, this dude can shoot, man.
Keep the party going.
Yeah.